Dreams About Japan, A Shoe and a Trip to Mexico, December 15, 2016. I dreamed about a shoe, and I was told in the dream I could grow vegetables using this shoe. So I went to wash the shoe. I was also told in the dream I could put flour in a white hat. Then we could make dumplings that the Japanese like to eat. So I put the dough into the white hat. After that, I traveled with some people to Mexico, with one man guiding me on the way. We went to a few places. One seemed like Cancun. I was brought to a place with stairs, and somebody asked me, "Do you want to have a deeper experience?" I agreed and was brought to a room after climbing some stairs, while other people had to remain outside. Next, the same man who had guided me before brought me to other places, but I don't remember them. He also brought me to wrestle with some world leaders. I remember Shinzo Abe was one of them. My relationship with them grew closer through wrestling. I was covered in sweat as well due to the wrestling. Inspiration. This dream is fragmented. There are a lot of details that I can't remember or can't connect anymore. I can only talk about a few details that left a deep impression on me. The first detail is growing vegetables in shoes. Shoes in prophetic dreams often represent the gospel. As Ephesians 6:15 mentions, "As shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace." You can't grow vegetables in shoes, but that is what happened in my dream. I heard someone say that if you dream of a bird flying, it is probably not a prophetic dream. But if you dream of an elephant flying, it may be a prophetic dream. This means that exaggerated pictures or words are often used as metaphors in prophetic dreams. Growing vegetables in shoes is an exaggeration, as is putting flour in a white hat. Usually flour is put in a bag or a flour cylinder, but rarely in a hat. But this dream portrays putting flour in a white hat, which can be used to make dumplings that the Japanese like to eat. I also saw that the white hat was filled with kneaded dough. I think this means that it is difficult to preach the gospel to the Japanese people. God will give us special wisdom that will help us know how to preach the gospel in a way that is acceptable to the Japanese people. After this, I traveled to Mexico. I don't understand what this means, but the dream about wrestling with Shinzo Abe made a deep impression on me. Through the many different prophetic dreams God has given me, I found that God often uses sports illustrations, such as wrestling, basketball, and table tennis, to signify the spiritual battles between Christians and the forces of darkness. This is one of the ways God speaks to me through many prophetic dreams. Shinzo Abe may represent unbelieving Japanese people. The person wrestling with me may represent a spiritual battle between us. Paul said, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Ephesians 6:12. The wrestling in this verse is spiritual warfare, demonstrating that wrestling indeed represents spiritual warfare. We want to wrestle with the forces of darkness, but we also need to love sinners. I wrestled with Shinzo Abe and others for a long time in my prophetic dream, and even sweated, but I feel that I became closer to them. In addition to pictorial languages, many prophetic dreams are also spiritual experiences. These spiritual experiences may be beyond our understanding in the realm of the flesh. In the spirit, we are not limited by time, place, or flesh. God can transcend time and place to give us experiences in the spirit. Perhaps these dreams will help us in situations we will encounter in the material world in the future.